And that's what I was saying. We definitely don't need four people for a podcast. So I was thinking, right. B, Meezy, O Souls. We could even go like our first names with the B's and stuff like that. I feel like that's like
B.O.
Yeah, Mario. B.O.
Yeah.
OBS. Ooh, that's added. Mm. I think just us, to be quite honest with you. I think the other two really hold us back. Especially when we want to talk about different topics. But that's just my opinion.
Oh my God. So, we're live, by the way. Bing bong. Oh. Bing bong. Crazy.
Hey yo. Hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only thing I gotta say is don't ask me what's in my beer. I just eat it different than y'all. I eat it different than most of y'all. Don't ask me. I'm a legend. Don't ask me.
That is so nasty, bro.
In my beard.
Yo, Chow, I just want to make it clear. I tried to, like, actually know what it was. He wouldn't tell me, bro. Unless, you know, you're just telling the truth and it's just nut, which is crazy stuff.
I can't be one of those guys that's a real eater. Like,
you can't. You just got to wash your face after.
Yeah, it's not. Nah. I want to let the little boys know. I want to let the little boys know. Like, this is what it should look like.
What do you mean by that?
When you get finished, you should look like this. Nevertheless, welcome back to another episode of Let's Keep It a Buck Podcast.
Welcome back.
Only podcast featuring a real eater in the business. My name is Omar. This is B Souls. We're coming with a big announcement. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a new two-man podcast. No Molly. This is going to be first take, but OG status with Skip and Stephen A. We're making sports entertainment sports great again. Switching up the whole flow. Sage and Damo are packed the fuck up. They are out of here. Bomb drop. It wasn't a tough decision. I'd like to say it was.
But yo, he's on deck.
We're here now.
Look. Here's the real announcement. First of all, let's read these super chats. Omar got too excited to see Clay play. Omar says, "Demon beard."
Damn, twin. Come on now.
It's crazy. All right. Here's the announcement. One, Sage is just running late. He'll come on the pod at some point.
Come.
But
on the pod? Yeah, on the pod.
Hey, yo. Oh, I actually have.
Hey, yo.
Crazy. Yeah. So that's the first announcement. Second announcement. Daddy Damo is a. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dom. Let's get the. Listen, man, that's my guy. Congratulations to Damo. I don't know if you're watching this. W in chat for Damo, man. For those who don't know, he now has a child. Yeah. She came this weekend. Shout out to Lyric Hinata Upchurch. Beautiful baby. Beautiful family. Wishing them the best as always. And obviously, since everything's still pretty fresh, we want to give him some time to spend with his family. So, if he comes on, we'd love to have him. If not, guys, come on. Understand. Hey, it's understandable, man.
Hey, shout out to his girl. That was a big load she took, but, you know, it is what it is. Look at your face. You just always look so disappointed at me. You want to sexualize everything. Hey, with that being said, man, hey, bro, you're rocking with the host. And I think if we did a poll already, we got the best host here currently, and be so. So it is what it is. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube right now. Shout out to the YouTube streamers right now. Shout out to everyone on Facebook right now. I know you're probably just tuning in because logging in is so hard for you, especially when they ask pick which picture is a boat. Very hard for you guys to do right now, but I appreciate you guys for coming.
The stoplight ones, crazy. Yeah,
shit's crazy. Where they show like half of it and you try to figure out. Anyway,
yeah, it's like, is that really a stoplight? You know what I'm saying,
shout out to Spotify gang. If you know, I switched to Spotify now. Yeah, Apple Music guys, we still love you. We haven't forgotten about you. I'm just in a transition period, Hey, crazy banana. Yeah. Damo, congrats on being a father. Big W's. I was recovering from more Boston Celtics constantly disappointing me. It is what it is. They suck, bro. They suck. Yep. Shout out to the people on Twitter that follow us. Shout out to the Discord, the guys in the Discord, the gals in the Discord. Hey, fellas, this is vagina in there. So, man, come on down. Come on down.
Come on down.
Shout out to the Instagram folks and shout out to the TikTok guys. TikTok guys and girls are
TikTok been solid, man. TikTok been solid. Like, there's actual like little let's keep it a buck TikTok community. Like when we make inside jokes, if you go into the comment section, they actually like get the jokes we're saying, and the other people who see the comments get it too. So I think, you know what I'm saying, that's a big sign that the community is growing and the TikTok is paying off. So shout out to the TikTok guys.
Last but not least, before we get into it. This is going to be a good one. I feel like this solo session that we're about to have. No, for real. Last two shout-outs. Shout-out to Bree Souls. You feel what I'm saying? Are you going to drop a bomb or nothing?
Oh, my God.
And shout-out to Sam White. My granddad. Shout-out to my granddad. With that being said, man, let's get into it.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, shit.
I literally... Yeah,
Do it again.
With that being said, let's get into it.
Clay. Clay's back, guys. Yeah. Clay Thompson's back, man. First game after 2 years.
I'm not going to lie. I might be colorist. Fuck light skins. This is another W for them. And we were just in the era of dark skins really reigning supreme again. Clay isn't. If anybody's watching this game to see Clay drop 67, bro, it's not happening. All right. He's about to play maybe 20 minutes. Niggas, nah, it's 12 points. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, he's 1 for 5. Be lucky to get to 12. But I'm glad he's back. For real. I'm not expecting him to. First of all, it's a regular season game. So it's not like, you know, it's a high leverage game or anything like that. I'm just glad to see the man on the court. You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen him for 2 years. Had a torn Achilles and then a torn ACL. Those are two of the worst injuries, you know, a basketball player could ask for.
L muscles.
Hey, he's recovered though, and he's back. So I'm very happy for Clay. Wishing him the best. That's it.
That's all you gotta say about that scrub. I think this will really solidify the Warriors on a serious note. You know, they're a good team. I want people to get Curry out of that MVP conversation. Well, let me not say out of the conversation. Let's move him down some notches. He's been playing like ass, but to have his brother back, his running mate back, it means a lot. This means a lot for basketball. And let's see what happens. I'm excited, to be honest with you. Basketball's about to get exciting again. No,
Hopefully, man. Everyone's been saying it's kind of boring this year so far.
It is. Has it not been boring to you?
For different reasons, but I feel like I haven't been, the last 2 years specifically, I don't think I've been watching basketball as much as, like, I don't know, 2018, 2019, even before then, but.
I feel like, I don't know, one, I'm getting older, I'm getting more mature, seeing men run up and down the court isn't doing it for me, but also, I feel like not even that has been hard to transition, but some teams, some players are just very disappointing. Some of these narratives are getting old. I want to see more mix-up, even though there has been a good bit of mix-up. I want to see more mix-up. I want to see more young emerging talents. And also, my team is ass. So
my team is ass, too.
So. That's probably – I said all that. That's probably the biggest reason right there. The Hawks fucking suck, bro.
I feel like another part of it is the media and narratives regarding the regular season. We just downplayed the regular season so much. It's like, you know, because of the analysis of how certain, what certain things really mean, what they matter at the end of the day. And essentially what we've boiled down to as a community is that the regular season truly doesn't matter. Like, the awards don't matter because they're media driven. These games don't matter aside from seeding. So when you have that narrative in your head, when you watch these games, it's like, why, you know what I'm saying? Why exactly am I really watching this? So it's I feel like that's a part of it too. And even in the playoffs, know what I'm saying? When you watch a game, it's like, yo, don't overreact. It's just the first game. Like, chill out, guys. Like, it's nothing. So when we have that mindset as a community, it's just like, dang, can't even enjoy this shit anymore. And I don't think that was the case in the mid-2000s, early 2000s with basketball. It's just like, yo, everyone was excited about every game. And you know what I'm saying? That's what that was. Now, am I wrong? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm making excuses. Just watch some more basketball. Definitely have the time now. But that's how I feel, man. That's how I feel. Sage is in here.
Sage is in there. What's good? What's good? Long last, man. I had to do some bullshit. I had to do some bullshit, but we back. Just had to tell a lot of grown men and women to stop crying, man. Enjoy Sunday. Stop all this fucking crying, man.
Everybody, yeah, crazy, yeah. Clay, stop crying.
Thompson's back, man. Clay's back. He's getting.
I don't even know the context of that. But
I don't know the context. What if it's some crazy like, personal shit and Sage was dead ass? Like, yo, Clay's back, guys. Like, chill out, bro. Like, dang.
Nah, damn. I ain't hit him. I ain't hit him when the Clay's back. One of them don't even watch basketball. But nah, what was y'all? Y'all was just talking about the Clay. I hear it a little bit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So if you have any feedback on Clay, no, give a shout out to Damo and Daddy Damo in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, disclaimer. My fault. I wanted that to be the first words. That's why I'm mad I weren't on time. Nah. Gee, shit. I'm so proud of my boy. Congrats to you, my nigga. Trust. As far as Clay Thompson, I don't give a fuck what people talking about. I've had the hot take for a long time, and I'm going to still have it. I think Clay's going to come back damn near at 100%. Maybe a little bit of defensive slippage, and I know that's the hot take, and I'm living with it. Yeah, I'm hype. Can't fucking wait. I love Klay Thompson. I don't know what to tell you. I can't fucking wait. I love Klay Thompson. I'm scared of him because now the Warriors are like, but yeah, I'm hype. I'm hype as fuck.
I want to see what a Warriors Twitter has to say about tonight. Just, you know, any overreactions that they have.
He hooping right now?
He's one for hooping? Five, actually. I haven't checked.
3 points? I mean...
Yeah, I expect them to go crazy at night, though.
No Thompson. Anyway, super chats, read them. I don't know why I drew a blank real quick.
Super chats, read them.
First of all, before I read them, yo, Sage, you see what's on Omar's beard, bro?
Yo, what the fuck is that? Come?
That's Sage. I'm lactose intolerant. No, put it back on me. Put it back on me. I'm just a different. Shit. Level of eater than you. We're different. My body.
That didn't happen, guys. He's cap.
I'm telling you.
Did not do that shit. And then like, you know what? I'm gonna leave this shit on. Like niggas don't go live. Niggas don't go live with pussy stains on their shirt.
You don't think I never wear a black shirt? But I usually. Let me tell you something. It gets so hot and Biso's kicking firm because he seen my chest before we came on. It was dripping on my shirt. I mean, my chest, bro. I mean, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm just different. I'm built different.
I thought you were green team, though.
That was
him, bro. Oh, no. See, the thing is, when you're a real eater like me, it's a combination. It's the cream and
a wombo combo. A two-piece.
You know, I'm disposing of the cream, though. I'm
okay.
So you a line stepper.
I feel like it's like eating a like eating watermelon. Like, you know, the juices be coming off the watermelon.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, bro. Samaki Hill says, I don't know if I butchered your name, my bad. How do I join the Discord? Listen, the link is in the description, top link in the description. Go ahead, get you a membership. $5 a month gets you into the Discord. There's a link in the community post. It does not expire. Go ahead and click that link and you'll be in the Discord, man. Discord will probably be loaded after the pod, as usual, because you know what I'm saying? We just get hype after each pod every single time because it's bangers every time, but that's how you get into the Discord. K-Crazy says, Omar was serious about being that cookie, I guess.
No, the fuck he wasn't, because I ain't do that shit.
Hey, yo.
That is not what happened. No, sir. I'm good.
Nelly says, y'all pulling up to All-Star this year. Listen.
I guess in Cleveland. No.
I don't think we're gonna go to the All-Star game, but a meetup might be in the works. I'm not sure yet.
Cleveland
might be in the works. Not in Cleveland though.
Yeah, Cleveland. No, bro. I think it's not going.
Where
to
do I'm sorry.
The fuck.
Black Kirby 97 says, "Omar, your beard." Laughing emoji.
A real eater, bro. I'm just a real eater.
Bro has the sauce of life in his beard. Crazy Banana says at least the Hawks have a good point guard.
Trae Young is one of the most overrated players I've ever seen in my lifetime, bro.
Omar, watch out, bro. You might get pulled up on, man. Chill out, bro.
Why you think that? What happened?
He's one of the most overrated. I don't know if you've been seeing, especially like the defensive highlights. He's somehow worse than his rookie year. In his rookie year, he was like the worst player.
I never thought he was good on that end, but offensively, he's a like.
Listen, what rookie year he was? I think even statistically, it showed he was the worst defender of all time. He's worse than that, bro. One of the worst players I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, I don't put too much stock into people saying that they could beat an NBA player 1-on-1 with how bad Trae Young's defense is.
Now, Sage, mind you, it wasn't too long ago whenever we talk about Trae Young, and I'd say, yo, you used to hate Trae Young. You'd be like, bro, that was never the case, man. I always loved Trae Young. Just keep this in mind, chat, because once Trae goes off, all right.
This is a random hatred for Trae Young. This is so random. No,
it ain't random.
It's not random. I don't even know if he's a Hawks fan anymore. After last week.
I've already seen what the league can do. They can bring back Joe Johnson. I'm being serious. If they can bring back Joe Johnson, maybe I'll restore my faith. Until then.
They bring Paul Millsap back.
Anthony Bob says, so the Nets haven't beat a top 8 team yet. Are they frauds?
Nah.
We'll get into that in a second.
Interesting. K. Kreese became a new member. Yes, sir. Darius Cornbread became a new member. Look at y'all. Crazy. JCB says, Omar don't want that Smash Bro smoke. And Nelly says he's from Cleveland.
I don't know if JCB meant like Smash and Bros or like the video game. He needs to clarify that. I don't necessarily know what you meant.
He's trying to say he's a real eater.
That's what I thought he was saying. That's what I think he's saying. I don't know.
B Sports God says B Souls, the BBL is looking really good, man. Me and Jack Mayhoff wanted to know if you wanted to do that thing again. Hit me back, man. Listen, you got the wrong guy, bro. This is kind of racist. I feel like this is racist.
How is that racist?
All Asians look the same. Crazy. Oh, crazy.
Okay. BBL Souls.
At least you don't have heart and soul Marcus Smart. Yeah, Marcus Smart is ass, bro.
He's in the 20s now, right? In 3-point shooting? Did he just dip in the 20s now?
Yes, bro. That shit is, I don't care.
Like 5 of them, bitch.
Sideshow says, Trey is overrated, Tyler Hero better. And we got 2 new members. I think Jeremiah re-upped.
That's Jerry.
Shout out to you. Yeah, it's Jerry. And Spaghettini became a new member as well. I need to go to the bathroom, so.
Go to the bathroom.
Take the show.
Say just me and you. Oh, fuck it. Since he's not here, we'll go ahead and talk about the Nets shit. The Nets have not beat a top 8 team. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about this whole NBA season? Like, we were talking about how earlier it just doesn't feel the same, and Klay Thompson being back, hopefully it'll restore some of the feeling. But how do you feel about this NBA season as a whole?
I must be weird. I liked it. I like this season. I mean, there's been some things that are like, like, you know, COVID is still a thing. I'm not even going to cap. I've liked this season so far. And this is coming from a Lakers fan that this team's down horrendous, but I've had no problem with this season. Offense is definitely shown to be on an uptick, but I like this season. I'm actually, I didn't know people didn't like this season. I like this season, personally.
I'm going to tell y'all something, Chet. That's from somebody whose team is good. That's from somebody whose team is That's from somebody whose team is at least in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
That's from somebody whose team who is winning games.
Mm-hmm.
Me and B Souls are coming from the perspectives of a 10 seed and a 12 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Sage is coming from the perspective of at least a 7 seed.
We were 10th like a week ago. Okay.
I literally, y'all are so close. Y'all could eat, like, you blink tomorrow, Dallas lose a game. Y'all would be like the 5th seed or some shit like that.
That's how the West is.
And mind you, this is still like without Anthony Davis being healthy. That's coming from somebody who's like their team is relatively healthy and they're winning fucking games. When you're a 12 seed,
yeah.
You have the second worst defense in the fucking league.
Okay.
when you have everyone out due to COVID injuries every single fucking week, when that bench depth that you had just isn't depthing.
Okay, get it out.
Yeah, you're not going to enjoy this season. But if that's how you feel, man, I'm happy.
I mean, look. I'd cringe too because I'd cringe too, but I was like, the Hawks peak last year? I don't know. I don't want to say that. That's rude.
I think they did. Like, no. You know what
I'm
saying?
I was really thinking, I was like, yo, how far could just being that good on offense really go? And then Trey does the shit he's doing, but he ain't winning. But why you hate Trey? Like, I we can get to the Nets in a second. What did Trey do to you?
My thing about Trey is that I think to be honest with you, we've seen even his like ceiling, and that's so crazy to say from a basketball player who's only playing their third year, specifically with this roster construction and with the coaching staff and everything like this. This is as good as he's gonna get, and if this is what it's gonna be like, if this is what the team is gonna be built like, which it might have to be for the remainder of his career. He's going to need wing players who play defense. He's going to need a rim protector down there. Mm-hmm. This is what I could get from, you know, this is what I could expect from this Hawks team. Like, I would say maybe we can get a favorable matchup in the playoffs and maybe that'll help us. But ultimately, what we got last year was the best case scenario on the good side of the bracket dealing with, I mean, of course, you know, sorry, Julius Randle and those guys that just shit the bed. Yeah. And then dealing with an injured Sixers team with Ben Simmons also crapping the bed. Think about it. It took two series of guys who were like premier guys shitting the bed in order for us to get to the conference finals. And then we almost had some more luck with Giannis getting injured, but we probably would have got smacked in the finals or whatever the case may be. But it took injuries, people shitting the bed and all that for us to reach that point. I don't know, bro. It took a COVID season for us to even get there. I don't care what nobody says. That really threw people off the rocker. I just think he's a I don't even want to say a Dame Lillard.
Oh man, so you think the best he could? Because I was gonna say, what if he gets more efficient and he turns into a Dame type? But hypothetically, you guys surround Dame with talent. You think Dame around?
I think the other problem with that though is like Dame has really, really good pieces around him, especially in like the Heights or whatever. Really good defensive pieces, really good offensive, you know, offensive two and CJ McCollum. If we could get that next to Trey, then maybe it'll work. But other than that, bro, even their peak though was still Western Conference Finals, and they reached that. That's all we got.
You just kind of made me sad, man. but you hate the whole season, though? Like you can't look outside of your team. Nope. You can't. There's no joy in the Lakers being trash. You get no joy. Out of
then
that.
I'm a LeBron fan, so that doesn't matter. that honestly makes things worse. Then Luka and them are playing bad, so I have nothing to celebrate.
I have nothing to celebrate
right now.
Yo, Luka, yo. Did they just win though? I mean,
Luka looks fat.
Oh yeah, oh they won five. Oh shit.
Yeah, they have Luka looks fat and unhappy though. The roster construction is still terrible. Jason Kidd is still not a good coach. Not excited about shit they got going on. I don't know what to tell you. Like I'm
they
not
make a trade. They make a trade.
They say that every year. They can make a trade.
They got to though, because KP been underrated too. So they gonna keep him. They're gonna keep Luka. They gonna do some.
So before you read those super chats, because I think we got one crazy one in there. Let me read these Apple Music one or Apple Podcast ones, and then let's get to the real meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Yeah, someone had a big boy donut.
I gotta move the mic to the side. Why can't I hear? I'm like, why can't I hear this shit? Anyway. Nathan Dixon, Den Knox says, shout out, let's keep it a buck. Let me just preface this by saying I came over from Spotify just to make this review. Already had Apple Podcasts, just prefer Spotify. Spotify now allows you to rate the pod, but not leave a review. Progress, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
Mickey.
I guess so. I guess we're giving out the Consolation Prize All-Stars. Reverse 3K says, I listen to the pod while I play on my game. That's why I use Spotify. I have a PS5, by the way. Hey, listen, stop trying to don't come over here to try to justify Spotify, bro. Because you're over on Apple Podcasts trying to justify this shit. Don't do that. Don't
look, cross like platform.
Lord Awesome says, I randomly found this podcast, and although I don't mind the basketball talk, them interacting with fans and the comments they make it super funny, not gonna lie. Omar be having the best reactions. Thanks, Dad. Thanks.
Dad?
Yeah, thanks.
He called him dad or he called
him dad? I'm like, yo. Wait,
who called who dad?
Yeah, who called who dad?
Oh, no, I said dad. I said dad. Oh. I was like, what the
fuck? Thanks, Dad.
I was like, home over?
What the fuck? All right,
read the shits.
All right. Zohaib Azar says, Omar probably a Kirby main the way he eat. Hey, yo. A blonde guy could shoot better than Marcus Smart.
Maybe.
Possibly. Shout out to Samaki Hill for the membership.
Hey, yes, mid pod.
Okay. Hey. And King Soda.
Jesus.
Dang. Yo, that nigga's let me just check rich. Him out. I'm saying, dang. Nipples are kind of hard right now. He said, get chiseled Adonis on here. Cool ass dude. Listen, if y'all want any guests on the pod, at them on Twitter. At them on Twitter. Use hashtag LKIAB. Let them know what we're about, man. Let them know what we're about. We're trying to get more guests here, bigger guests. We might have a big one. I'm saying. Yeah, we want more guests here, man. We want more guests here. Let's see. Yeez Sal says, Street saying B Soul's P is so clear, doesn't. All right, bro.
What the fuck? All right, P. All right, we gotta have a line.
He doesn't flush. He's like that.
We gotta have a line at some point in piss. I'm not gonna lie, y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
Sage, check one of the NFL YouTube recent video title. What does that mean?
Yeah, maybe I'm stupid. What do you mean by that, bro?
And the craziest of bananas.
Oh my god, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm wanting to go rant. I'm wanting to go rant on Boston if I. Hey, floor is yours, man. You definitely donated enough. You get priority at this point. You get priority. You're the first one up. K Crazy, $10. Damo going stupid in the comments.
Oh, Damo's in the comments? Hey.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Damo, man. Shout out Damo.
Daddy. All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast.
One last one.
Oh, yeah. I wanted that one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That Raven pack. I don't give a fuck what. Oh, we didn't have no running backs, no wideouts, or corn. I don't care what you ain't have. You out. You on the couch, my nigga. You doing what I'm doing next Sunday. Ah, ha, ha. I like that shit. I was so happy. Hey, Big Ben, look. Truthfully, I'm tired of you already, but I'm a Big Ben stan for the next couple weeks until he's out. For the next couple weeks, I'm standing. Then after that, get the fuck from my franchise, dude. But nah, I'm happy as fuck that we actually won. Once I realized that it was win or go home, I thought we were out. But once I realized it was win or go home, I was like, oh shit, man, get Tyler Huntley the fuck up on out of here. Nah, I'm happy someone asked me that. I got Ravens fans hating on me on Twitter. Fuck them niggas.
No, Sage, I have to show you this because I just saw this on Discord, bro. I'm gonna share my screen. I'm gonna share my screen because this is. Talk. It's a nasty post from the Discord. Very nasty.
It's a nasty drink, but whatever.
It's not NSFW. Don't worry. All right. Let me know if y'all see it. Say, did you see it?
Yeah, we can see it. I mean, you got to click on the picture.
Yeah, I'm about to say it.
You see what it says?
No, I'm about to go full screen, watch this pod. Okay, she's a freak.
Sage-sicle, bro.
Wait, sage-sicle?
It says, I'm finna go crazy on this sage-sicle while I watch the pod. Now, mind you, that shit looks like string cheese. What is that, bro?
Well, that's not my dick. Let's
wait, whose right hands there. Are those? Whose manly hands are those?
Oh, fuck. She's, oh, you know. He's joning. He's you know. Joning.
Wait, you know. Wait. Is you that know. MK?
That's members her. Only, people. I'm hand. Just.
Oh my god, that was
that's her hands.
Members only, people.
That's her hands, dude.
I don't know what to tell you. Nah, I don't know what to tell you.
My shit is not, you know, white. Not at all. It's not on a stick.
Deadass. I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna take a picture holding something. My hand looked the exact same, don't it?
Oh shit. I was thinking, yo, I thought you said, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna take a picture. Like, you're like,
no. I'm letting you know, my hand looks the exact same as that hand that was holding that popsicle. That shit is crazy. Listen, let's get into the real meat and potatoes. Right. I know y'all saw Jason Derulo beat up the fans.
Who he fight?
Fans, nigga. Somebody said Jason Derulo right was walking out of an establishment, and somebody essentially said, Yo, Usher. And he runs up on him. I mean, break it through like little, you know, dividers or whatever. And deadass punches a nigga in the face.
On some Isaiah Stewart shit, bro. Right here,
yes. Look at how he goes up and punches this man.
Oh, that's what
crazy.
That he really bolted.
Now, I think what Jason Derulo fails to realize is Usher had a way better R&B career than you did. So I don't know why this is better. I don't know why this is like a negative thing. But how do y'all feel about fans be getting out of pocket? Jason Derulo was going crazy. Should celebrities be able to do this though?
Something must have. I refuse to believe that really true. Like something must have happened that day. He just long day type shit. You know what I'm saying? Something must have, no way you can't, like, if I'm him, and I'm like, you know, I'm walking through the airport, and I just see, yo, is that Ned from Spider-Man? Oh my god, is that, like, I'm not punching a dude. Now, that's just me, though. Maybe Jason Derulo's different, but me, I can't do that, bro.
He must have heard that shit, like, 8 times that night.
Usher, though?
If they chanted Usher in the stadium or something, then maybe we'll talk. I'm not gonna lie, but other than that, I just saw the vid, so initial judgment here, that was crazy because he was pissed. Like, guys that didn't see the video, he literally Usain Bolt track stars the dude and just throws a bow at him. there's no way something had to happen. There's no way.
L security. They're not doing a job.
He tried to grab dude like this. Derulo just ducks him.
Like, mind you,
Jason goes again.
You saw how much distance he covered and actually landed a hit. L security. Super, yeah, L security.
Security's trash.
Listen, there's no real transition for this. Kevin Porter Jr. The other day shot a game winner. Yeah, game winner after getting a suspension, after scoring 9 points that game too. But that's not what I want to talk about from here. The Wizards announcer said, and I quote, Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger at the right time. Now, if anyone doesn't know about Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad's past, Kevin Porter Jr. lost his father when he was 4 after he was shot in a Seattle bar in 2004. And 11 years prior to that, his father was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for first-degree manslaughter.
That's crazy.
What happened was... Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad was handing a girl a gun and it accidentally discharged and she died. So between both of those incidences, the reporter looks, the game announcer or whatever, looks like a fucking jackass.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a dick move.
That's horrible.
Toxic shit. Ha ha. No, that's a dick move, dude. You're going to hell for that one. Like, dead ass. That's tough.
Yeah. At that point, like, that's, first of all, L analogy. There's so many analogies you could have used. Why that one? I mean, he gets, you know, I think he deserves all the criticism he's getting right now. I can't really. Well, there's, like, I don't know if you guys saw, like, exactly the explanation, I guess, behind it. Apparently, he thought, Kevin Porter Jr. was the son of Kevin Porter, another NBA player. And I guess he had, like, a game winner. So it was like, oh, like father, like son type shit. I guess that was his intention. But if Kevin Porter feels offended from what he said, can't really change his mind. You know what I'm saying? That's how he feels.
That's why he'd be snapping in these locker rooms and shit like that. But let me say to that, and Kevin Porter, the one that... B Soul's referring to the older one. He did play for the Bullets back in the day. This nigga played for the Toyota Super Corollas? I'm sorry. That's the craziest shit I ever seen in my life. It's a Philippine basketball team.
Oh, that sounds like a PBA team. Ain't gonna lie.
The Toyota Super Corollas. But anyway, he played for the Wizards, and apparently the guy thought he was a former, like his dad was the former Wizard or whatever the case may be. But that's bullshit. On those color commentary things, you got paperwork, you got notes and shit like that. Kevin Porter is not new. You telling me out of all the time, you've never like thought to yourself, oh, I should probably find out if this is Kevin Porter's son. Former player for us. That's a good analogy to make. Anything like that. I feel like that's bullshit. A lot of the color commentators did away with a lot of shit. I'm not going to lie to you. The Warriors color commentators are ass too. Like they say some very borderline stuff too. I don't know. You just never hear it till it makes that, you know, media jump or whatever the case may be. So it is what it is on that one. He should definitely be fired. No question asked. No question asked on that one. Next up that I have to talk about, at least, and feel free to chime in, daddies. MJ Debate Spaces. We had another old man tell us that the 98 Bulls would beat the... Well, let me first say, the conversation started off with somebody letting us know that they had Magic Johnson as second all-time and LeBron James is third all-time.
Nasty. Continue.
I thought that was you. I ain't gonna lie. Because that was the host of the... But the title of the space.
Stop playing.
Nah, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, bro.
Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me, bro.
Keep going. Stop playing with me, bro. He really kept saying that.
Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me, because you're going to have people in the comments talking about casualness. Stop playing with me, bro. Like,
he's so tired of being
I'm not going to lie. It was typed the second he said it. I'm sorry. Yeah, and they're not deleting it.
Don't make me have to beat you up, bro. That's everything I love, though.
So niggas not flying out the ATL for real. That's what I'm hearing.
Because he's scared of these hands. So anyway, it started off with that, and then it turned into a conversation about who they lost to in the finals and X, Y, and Z. And so the next comment was that the 14-15 Warriors would lose to the 97-98 Bulls.
And this finals version.
Finals version of both of those teams. This is Scottie Pippen with a bad back. Mm-hmm. This is Rodman coming off the bench. This is MJ literally running off fumes. Thought that team would beat the Warriors. I just don't understand.
What was the logic, I guess, that he used? Because I came in that space late.
It's Michael, so. Nigga. It's Michael.
Because he was bringing up like Tony Kukoc and Scottie Pippen. Look, the reason I wanted to bring that topic up is because when I was in that space, there was a lot of, yo, y'all just weren't there, you know what I'm saying? You guys just aren't old enough to remember what was going on. And, oh, I ain't gonna lie, I just find it funny because you do the same with early 2000s ball. Like, when Eli hops in our rooms and talks about Kareem and stuff like that, it's like, yo, you haven't seen him play. And even with 2000s ball. So, do you see, like, the hypocrisy, I guess? In both,
try. You see how you try to.
I'm trying. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm trying. Not no, because you look.
Because I saw the frustration in that space. It's like, damn, I can't comment on these.
No,
old
mind you,
players.
Mind you. And I didn't. And my regard wasn't even to dude. If that's the way he feels, I didn't have much problem. I had problem with the dude that was 21, that was like slurping Michael down. That's the problem that I had. Because at least the other guy, the older gentleman, and mind you, this is why old people, they need to worry about the 401ks.
Oh, fuck.
They need to stop talking about this stuff. But I didn't have a problem with the old dude. Hey, he lived it. That's the way he feels. Fine. I had a problem with the young dude who was slurping Michael down based off of, like, games he saw on YouTube. Because he was the one that had just the explanation of, I mean, it's Michael, bro. It's Michael. Why? To answer your question, though, about the hypocrisy. No, I don't think it's any hypocrisy, to be quite honest with you. Old dude has seen every bit of basketball. He's seen Michael. He's like 30. He was like 34 or something like that. Seen Michael. Seen early 2000s basketball. Seen 2010s basketball, and is seeing like the current iteration of basketball. Mm. So he's seen that. He makes judgment. Hey, he feels like the 98 Bulls with Scottie Pippen bad back. Fine. He's talking about how they don't have a grasp, like younger people don't have a grasp of them, like older basketball. I agree with him to some extent. Do I think he's wrong in the grand scheme of things? Yeah. Scottie Pippen had a bad back, bro. Scottie Pippen was going to the locker room every 2 minutes to get a cortisone shot. Like, they literally had to sub in, sub out, take fouls to get Scottie Pippen in and out of games because he was so bad. And this is admitted by everyone. If you have not seen The Last Dance, watch The Last Dance, bro. It's going to make you look at them so differently. I promise you it is. But that's the way I feel about that. I told, even dude agree with me, the older dude, though, I was like, you don't go around saying, man, George Mikan was so crazy, because you just didn't watch, you didn't watch and grow up in that era of basketball. I still just don't understand how younger folks could do. And last but not least, Eli's a clown. He always will be. I don't know what you want me to say there.
I just feel like, because despite your criticism, you literally, you know, you went back, did your research, watched documentaries, and found out more about these players. Now, is it as good as living in that time and experiencing everything? No. But I just don't, I'm not really for, like, the dismissal of just someone's opinion just because of their age. Like, if we want to debate, bring up facts and shit like that, bring up articles, we can do that. But to just dismiss someone's opinion just off of their age, I mean.
Besides, I can move the goalposts. I don't know why you're acting like I can't do that. So fuck them old niggas. But I wouldn't even say it's like I crazy did research and all this stuff like that. I mean, Michael and Scottie told us, like, yeah, we were ass. We were literally ass. We willed ourselves to that championship off the backs of Michael. We were god awful. And literally, I think, like, one of the biggest things that I can say is, like, you know, Scottie saying himself, yeah, bro, I was a decoy and they fell for it. I just can't get down with, like, yo, Steve Kerr is going to fall for this decoy not moving around. And I don't even think that that takes a lot of research or whatever the fuck it is. But I don't think that Steve Kerr is falling for this decoy that is Scottie Pippen, who it hurts to breathe because my back is so bad. That's crazy.
Oh, you're talking about the coach. I was like, weren't they on the same team?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, the coach Steve Kerr. Right. I don't think he's sitting there like, all right.
Bro. Not Philly. 15 Warriors are going to watch the 98 Bulls. But hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Amen. Say, man. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, bro. Okay, yes. Man.
Hey, look, I ain't want to be here too long. I ain't want to intrude. Had to come through and tell the people what's up. Tell my boys what's up. You know, thank everybody for the congratulations. Thank everybody for all the love. Appreciate that shit so much. I ain't bring my camera. I show off the baby princess, but I ain't got my cameras with me. But yeah, bro, I've been watching, going crazy in the comments. Yeah. Hey, by the way, chat, can I get a fuck MK, please? Thank you.
Oh my god.
How you feeling, Dama? Like, you know what I'm saying? What was, you know, obviously don't go in too depth, but you know, that was a whole experience, man. Like,
overrated. I'm not gonna lie to you. She pushed the baby out in 3 pushes. It was, she didn't feel that much pain because they had her on like little drugs or whatever. It was quick, bro. It was quick process. I thought I was gonna be way more nervous than I was.
So you thought it was gonna be some Twilight shit where you're like, yo,
you thought she's gonna pass out?
Yeah, listen, man. I thought as soon as the baby came out with all the pushing and the screaming, I thought the nigga was gonna pass out, faint out. But I held it strong, held it down. I've been getting a lot of congratulations. Y'all got to get that woman all the congratulations in the world, because she dead ass was terrified to go through it. And hey, bro, she's tougher than me. She got through that motherfucker like a soldier, no cap. So my lovely fiance deserves all the credit in the world. We brought a beautiful baby girl in the world. I ain't gonna lie, I cried over a couple things. I ain't never cried like that before, bro. Just like pure joy, pure, like, it's unexplainable. Like that feeling, like, I've heard people talk about it. I heard my mom talk about it. My dad talk about it. You don't know until you actually, like, have that person you dead ass created. Like, you went 50-50. She got my nose. She got her eyes. She got my lips. She got her fucking faces and mannerisms. She done 3 hours old flicking us off, sticking her tongue out. So she got my attitude. It's the most adorable thing in the world, bro. So, yeah.
I'm very happy for you, man. For real, for real. Very happy for you, man.
Hey, save the placenta and keep the receipt. But other than that, I'm proud of you.
Jesus. Hey, but real quick, I ain't mean intrude. I had to ask this question. I was gonna ask it for the Q&A, but I felt like I did. I was gonna forget since I ain't make the pod. I don't got my camera. I just got a quick question y'all can talk about. Quick answers.
Yeah.
What is the best angle to measure your meat with a ruler? Is it from the top, the bottom, the side? Are we using wooden rulers, plastic rulers? Are you using a protractor? You got a curve or an angle? How are we doing it? That's my real question.
What that old man say? I like this one here. This is a good one.
All right, Pops. Let's talk about it, Pops.
You definitely, first of all, I feel like a plastic ruler. It, depending on the plastic that y'all talking about, I'm white plastic, but if not,
how old is the ruler?
Wood is the next one.
You want to go wood chip ton of inches.
You want to go from the top of your dick, because I think the top gets you more access to the base of your penis. And we're counting base. So
all right,
you definitely count base. Okay. If you go underneath,
yeah, base up.
Base we up. Count base?
Yes.
I'm Mr. Marcus. We count
I'm
base.
Stat padding. I ain't gonna lie. I'm stat padding.
If I can be Russ and stat pad, I'm Mr. Marcus. Hey, Hub, call me now. Listen.
I think you definitely want to get as much base as possible, because if you, especially when you want to try to like tell somebody, you don't want to get like from the bottom up, because the bottom, that little skin for the nuts, you can't really get there. So that's like 2 inches right there. Like I don't know.
Are y'all shaving when y'all measure to add that extra that imaginary inch you get?
No, you just estimate, round up.
You estimate.
I feel it.
Especially if it's thick, yeah, you can't get through it.
I'm about to say, it's probably like
that's
leave it up to her imagination.
At the bare minimum, that's a Or you might just want to lie to her and say, like, let me see your hand. Now let me see both of them stacked on top of each other. Be like this. Like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Using her to measure.
That's wild.
That's what I'm saying. Look, she's going to have to.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? It's like golf. Choke up on the bat. But yeah, I'm definitely going to. A plastic ruler. Get to the top so I can get the base of the penis close to my body as possible. That's the number.
That B-Souls, where you measuring from? Sage 2, y'all answer.
From the base. I brought up the idea.
No. Are you measuring from the top, though, or the side? Because you can't go underneath. You already said, but you can't go underneath. From the top or the side?
What you mean by like the
you're from
side?
Base to
are
tip.
You putting
base
like,
to
no,
tip.
No.
So are you penis, bro?
So are you taking the ruler?
So my dick is up in the ruler like this, or is my dick full?
I'm over here about to demonstrate. Like I got a goddamn camera on.
Demonstrate the options for it.
Okay.
So that's the side. What Omar's doing right now is the side. That's from the side.
Side.
Yeah. And that's the top. So having a ruler, like looking straight down at it, measuring like that. That's the top.
Side.
I'm trying to get maximum performance.
Yeah. Side.
I thought some, like there's some meat that sticks out on the side.
That's why we round up, bro. That's probably another inch. So yeah. You're starting with 3. No matter what you get, just add 3.
And you know what's crazy? Let's be honest, guys. 3 is all she needs. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, let's really talk about it, bitch. Because it only take about 5 inches.
All right, Sage, don't ignore the question. Where are you measuring your dick from?
I said 3.
You said it.
You said the side.
Side angle, round up by 3.
Yeah. Rounding by 3 is crazy. 3 or more raise the score. Well, Damo, there you go. We're measuring our dicks.
Thank you so much, bro. I'm about to get back to this.
That's so honored.
Waking up. So I'll catch y'all, bro. Hey, man, I might pop up in the Discord and talk my shit, bro. Love you niggas, bro, for real. Deadass, love y'all.
Deadass, man.
Hey, chat, love you. I'm in there going crazy, uncensored, unfiltered. Again, can I get a fuck MK before I leave, chat, please? Thank you. All right, y'all. I'm out.
Right, love you too, man. Stay safe. All right, let's read some of these super duper chats before we move on. Med says, imagine celebrating a first round exit while beating a team without their best player. Can't be me, SMH. We got their better pick anyways.
Oh, he's talking about the Steelers? Oh, yeah. All right. Well, shit. Hey. We made it farther than you. We made it farther than you.
Med was talking mid-game. That's why he's doing this.
I'm about to say, and you probably thought you were winning the game.
I think he talked first quarter.
Oh, yeah, we're going to beat them with Don Huntley. No, you didn't. Dummy.
This is for Sage. €2.
They're saying they used the saying of yours in one bit. Nah, hemology has spread. And I will, as the founder, Homology is spread. I've seen it used several times.
You think he did? I started the whole him thing.
I haven't heard nobody do that shit except my man's Chris. My man's Chris. We originated because we saw it. Nick Chubb had his one play where he chucked the dude stiff on the motherfucker. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes you just look at motherfucker and be like, yo, that's him. Get the hell out the way. And we just really started saying it since then. So it's organic, if anything. If anything, it's organic. But yeah, man, you know.
I feel like my claim to fame is T Roro. Not a lot of people started calling Terry Rozier T Roro until me and Damo did. Now they say it in the arenas.
They say T Roro now? Oh man.
Yeah, like when they announce him, Terry T Roro Rozier. I'm like, all right, bro.
Yo, that's a crazy super chat.
They got them Kawhi. Oh, and Dick, hold on. Let me scroll down. Dang. All right. Shout out to Camo for the
damn new Clay got a poster already. On
yeah, bombed on that nigga.
Shout out to United Fan. He says, who can beat the Weeknd in the verses?
A lot of people.
Me, nigga.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown off rip. Chris Brown off.
Y'all got a lot of shit saying his last album was mid on Twitter. Now, my I pulled it up. Oh, yeah, you were
what
there.
What's wrong with you?
I got ratioed the fuck.
I heard two songs and I was like, nigga, what are you talking about? Now, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people gashing that Gunna jump. I ain't heard it. Probably not gonna hear it. You know what I'm saying? He never been for me. You know, little baby's already there, but I'm probably listen to it on the show.
I just feel like he relied too much on the production, but it's still a good man. It's made for the Weekend, but.
Oh, you talking about
Weekend?
About,
he said Gunna. He said Gunna. I think for Gunna, I think a lot of people were just cool on it, to be quite honest with you. I didn't think too many people were just like, on it. So
no, they were saying, bro, this shit is out of the year.
I'm about to say,
hip-hop is back. Like,
I seen it. I seen a tweet that said, fuck that. I seen a tweet that said, I'm not going to lie, we haven't started off the year this strong in a long time, but them two albums up there. Like, I'm missing something, nigga? Like,
what? I keep trying to listen to it to get, like, the hype. I'm really trying.
I'll spend it tonight.
For the Weeknd's album, I get it now. I get it now. For Gunna, I'm like, skip, bro. I can't. Next song, bro. Well, I can't listen to this.
You're like Anthony Fantano when it comes to rap. We don't truly take your opinion seriously.
All right, bro. I'm just talking about my listening experience.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Dang. Next super chat. Run that super chat up. Formula is expensive. Hey. No cap.
Yeah. That's what super chats go to. They go to Damo's baby, so.
Yeah.
After processing and fees. We are the processing and fees. Rez says, W family for a W host of a W podcast. Love to see it. Appreciate the support, Rez, as usual.
Yeah, Rez, appreciate that.
K says, Warden ruler from the bottom.
Whoa,
he's got a big dick.
Try to get a splinter.
Big one. He's got a big one on him.
Nah, that's why I can't do the wooden jump. They got the little metal part. And if it's old, it probably, hell no. Nah. I ain't scratching my dick. Look at that.
K, another one, E equals MC squared. I don't really know what's
probably what that's for. Formula.
Ivan Weaver says, first off, congratulations to Daddy Damo. Heart and soul of the pod, congrats, big fella. Have y'all heard of The Weeknd's new album?
Shaboing boing.
A little on that, but it's all right.
Hey, play it, play it.
A little bit of
that's Damo right there. That's Damo right there.
Just a little bit, my boy. Just a little
crazy.
Bit,
but it's all right. But
it's all how y'all feel about Gunna's album?
I ain't heard it. I liked one song though. Man. I think it was I don't remember the name. I'm looking at it.
Get bro that was just sucking Damo off. Get his IP address. We can't let that go. I'm calling the police tonight.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
Real ones tried using the remote.
Am I bigger than the remote? Like shit.
Imagine they use like the Roku remote.
Yeah, they definitely don't have
it. They
don't have an XP joint. Hold on. I'm gonna show y'all though. You see what I'm saying? That's one hand, and then that's two.
That's two.
And then that's the whole thing.
But if the head come out the top, you good. You good, twin. You good. That's a good idea.
Vision just became a new member. And that's it.
Let's really get into it. How do y'all feel about women with pretty faces but ugly bodies? Yeah, we're going fresh and fit now. Listen, bro. Fresh and fit are getting the backlash.
Okay, thank God. Thank God, bro. Thank God.
I was like... Yo, you actually want to get canceled.
It's a conversation to have, but started a space talking about how to get fresh and fit off of the air. But only because I saw a post on Instagram that said, you know, y'all men aren't doing enough about fresh and fit. Y'all aren't sounding off in the comments more or doing more to get them out of here. Now, this is coming off the heels of Fresh and Fit saying what they said in that Asian Doll interview, and just more backlash over the course of the week. Now, Fresh and Fit did acknowledge on their Twitter, I don't know if that was their official Twitter or not, but that, hey, this trending and all this stuff is only doing good for them. But how do y'all feel, if you do feel, about Fresh and Fit in the current situation, and what can men do more to get fresh and fit the fuck out of here?
I'm doing more than the average man. I mean, playback. Yeah, you can't really say that to Lowe specifically. Lowe's up there is like, well, not me. I mean, make a ton of videos on them. So, I mean, is it our response? I mean, they make content. People watch it. I mean, it's not really up to, at the end of the day, it's free speech, and they have the entitlement to how they feel. You know, there's obviously a lot of disagreement with it, but in terms of what we can do more, I mean, there's a lot of efforts out there. There's a couple videos that have like 5 million plus views on them. Shout out to Curtis Connor. I don't know what exactly do you want? Like, what's a definitive,
yo, holy, you guys have shit, done? John more. Moran is crazy. I'm sorry. Damn, we can't watch these games.
Go ahead. I'm just saying, like,
I just seen that too.
No, I'm about to send it to topics. This nigga's a monster.
No. I need to see it. I need to see it.
We're supposed and to by the way, told y'all Clay 100% by back to
what
topic.
The fuck?
Yeah, there you go.
Yo.
Nah, Ja crazy. Ja nah, crazy.
That's some crazy.
Hey, it's a perk. He's the MVP. You're right. So
that's nuts shit. Go ahead.
I react to playback, so I've done a little bit, I guess, but it's not my fucking responsibility, and I know that's gonna sound toxic from the man, but it is what it is. It's not. Stop going on there. You know what kind of content they do. You know what kind of content they get views for. Stop going on the show, getting disrespected, getting racially profiled, and then logging off, and then saying, oh, why aren't the men shutting this down? Why isn't this canceled? You know, it's probably like little kids watching that shit. Like, dead-ass kids. I'm not, like, I guess we need to take our phones from our kids, maybe? I don't, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Stop supporting them. Stop giving them the ability to make the content. That's how you shut them down. Because they nothing else trends for them. So stop enabling them to get their checks.
I'm watching this job clip. But I will say this. I feel like the people that go on there now might not have a real clue as to what the fuck goes on their podcast. And I'm being so serious. I feel like they pay people. I can't stress how easy it is to pay people to be on a platform. Like, it's easy. And there are people that are willing to do stuff free and or dangerously cheap. So, you know, I can say that as part of it. I don't think that women know what they want. Is that a general statement? Maybe. Don't know. I thought Bezos was going to drop a bomb on that one. Don't. I think, but again, specifically in this situation, like, do they know what they want? What can we do? A lot of people do give them backlash. I don't know if anybody's seen those, like, other videos of, I think I just figured out his name. I want to say Myron. Is Myron the more vocal one?
Yeah. Myron's Walter is he's one, socially right? awkward.
Yeah, he's the light-skinned one. So there's videos of Myron and he's like and this is before I knew who Fresh and Fit was. He was like, yo, if a girl tells you no about sex, get in the same room with her.
Oh, I saw that this morning.
Call her on the phone. Call somebody else on the phone and ask them to come over right now. And then tell that girl to leave. What that's going to do is one of two things. And some other bullshit, but it was ultimately manipulative. I seen that video well before I knew who Fresh and Fit was, even before I watched the video of my brothers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they were way disgusting then. Didn't even know who they were. They're disgusting now. They're just truly in the back of my mind. Unless something happens on playback that's just astronomical, I don't even think about them. bringing mm-hmm. them attention is definitely not the way to do it. Like, it's just not the way to do it, bro. I don't know what to say.
I want to see exactly like when they blew up, because I know for Playback specifically, the video, they were pretty small when we found them, mm-hmm. when they reacted to the video, and then that video did really well for us. Now, mind you, that's I don't know, like 100,000 views on technically their content. I want to know exactly. Now, again, there's a case of, is any publicity good publicity? I want to know how much contribution has the bad publicity contributed to their growth, or is it mainly through their way of networking through people? Because I believe they had a stretch where they had like Kevin Samuels on there, like Academics on there, and obviously when you got those guys on there, that's a big push for your brand. Yeah, I'm really curious on the whole bad publicity is good publicity type thing.
How it affected them. With the way that the internet is, yeah. Cause I think bad publicity definitely travels way more than good publicity. I think we can say that. It's people on many different platforms that have seen those clips, seen the clips of them saying they hate black women and all that. As opposed to good publicity. Good publicity is here and it's gone tomorrow. But those ones that bring up talking points and, you know, even their face travels without even knowing their name. I think the thing about good publicity is the name travels more. But when your face can travel without a name, you do get some blow up. And then, yeah, they blew up around the same time that it seemed that Kevin Samuels was on a tear. And it seemed that other people were pushing him as well. Mm. So, you know, if that's the way we want to route, and let's keep it a book. I mean, let's do it, bro. Let's talk about nappy headed. No, let me stop. But
In that community specifically, the red pill community, correct me if I'm wrong, but the basis is like trying to be real about shit, like just saying the real things. And some
real.
People,
those yeah, they're not real. They fraud
that's
as fuck.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They try to say they're in the red pill community. But then they're just really just being manipulative and being assholes. Like, there's a difference between, I feel like, in how Kevin Samuels goes about his business compared to what they do.
This is two grown-ass men acting like they 20 and shit. On top of acting like they 20 and shit, they don't even understand the world they live in. Them niggas be talking about bitches and pay for them. Them niggas be talking about types of women and ain't clearly been around the right types of women. And then they try to act like, even in... the video I reacted to on Playback, I forgot which one said it, but someone was like, well, maybe they have that perception of black women because they said a lot of fucked up shit about black women on the one I watched. It was like, maybe mm-hmm. they have perception of black women because they in Miami, they always going to this lifestyle. Da, da, da. No, them niggas is 30. Them niggas is 30-something plus. Them niggas grew up. They went to school. And hell no, I ain't giving them no shit like that. Like, they just some weird niggas, bro. I ain't got nothing else to say about them, to be honest. Y'all can have it. I just want to call them weird one more time. Weirdos.
I just find it disturbing the fact that, correct me if I'm wrong again, but on most of their shows, they specifically bring a lot of like black women on. So to have those views and to bring more black women than not, just feels like you're just bringing on them to dead ass like shit on them. Not even to critique or have a conversation. You're just bringing them to just shit on them, you know, knowing your views.
You know what's funny to me? And you know what was crazy to me, not funny, but like ironic about it, when you notice in that clip, it's a bunch of white girls in the background. And there's one black woman over on the side. And then after they say that, all the white girls, like when they go, nah, but not you though. Like you're one of the cool black ones. Like you're one of the good ones, like shit. And then that's all the crazy white girls go like, oh, whatever. Like that's a compliment. Like that's what I'd be saying. Like when
that's crazy.
Niggas do shit like that, you empower the bullshit ignorance that we live in today. Like niggas like them, that's why second I heard that clip, I watched like 2 more minutes because I fuck with Playback in that content. I was like, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I got a dip because this shit, nah, I don't rock with that. That's like, I don't even play with that shit. You weird as fuck.
Yeah, man. I don't have too much more to say either, because to be honest with y'all touched some great points. I just, for the people that are listening, and I know maybe it has to be said, and you know, saying, you know, I learned this from my girlfriend. Sometimes you do have to say it. It's not about always showing it or passively being it or whatever the case may be. And don't leave it up to the assumption. Everybody up here is an ally, especially on this fresh and fit topic specifically. Nobody's siding with them. Nobody agrees with what they say. That's definitely the community that calls themselves alpha males, or even like Bezos said, the red pill community. Live in reality, bro. Nobody's walking around ask like, are you in the red pill community or the blue pill community or whatever, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Like, all that shit is weird. They're weird. Let it just die down slowly. And they could be, because I mean, I know grown ass men that I don't know them, but I know of grown ass men that do similar things at their old age. And I'm talking about like in their 50s and 60s. So, hey, however long it lasts, I don't think they can keep doing this for too long. Just stop going over there supporting their habits by super chatting up in their live streams. So that's all I got to say to that. Let's get a Q&A link going. And I think there's one more super chat or whatever the case may be.
All right. CMB says, just got off work. What I miss? I mean, pretty much missed the whole pod.
Yeah, John Moran. Damn, nigga.
John Moran just did arguably like the craziest thing I've seen in a minute, bro.
Paradigm Shit says, you and Sage should watch Making the Case by Clayton Crowley. Hey, yo, shout out to the Souls and Sage channel. You know what I'm saying? 200K now. Listen. Gotta change the channel name. It's a partner.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Thailand? Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Dang. Man. Yo, for shout out to the support, man. Shout out to YouTube Shorts, first of all.
If Paradigm... Oh,
hey, glad you brought that up. I just want to say, hey, man, free advice from me, man. Benjamin has taught me the ways to just stop being a pussy on your own channel. Just stop being a pussy. No cap. Like, you would think spamming shorts, don't. No, that shit go crazy.
And worst case, delete them shit.
Just unlist it. Yes. Stop being a pussy. No cap.
It's not gonna hurt, bro. It's not gonna hurt. And it might look ugly on your channel page, I guess. Go in Creator Studio, see how ugly it looks. It actually looks pretty fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's try him out, man. Let's try him out.
To Paradigm Shit, what's his name? Crowley or whatever. Make the Case. I think that's that Change My Mind shit. That's also a lame show, too.
No. It's an NBA YouTuber. NBA
oh, YouTube. Is it? Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about...
Just called him lame. Dang.
My fault.
Yeah, he has a series where he makes a case where every single, like, essentially top 13 player and, like, why he's the GOAT. Or, like, I think specifically for teams, too, he does that, too. Why this is the greatest team ever type shit.
Probably some clown shit too. LeBron's the GOAT, so don't know what to tell you.
A little interesting.
No argument for anybody else.
Oh, so. Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess never mind.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's up? First person that was actually ready for the camera. Hey, look at that.
So I have a good question, actually, this time.
Yeah.
So do you know in like Europe in like the football league they have a relegation system for like the bad teams? So with like the bottom three or bottom four teams, they like go to the lower league.
Okay.
What if they do that to the NBA with like, you know, like the trash teams like Houston and stuff like that?
For
they go to the G League?
Yeah, basically like go to the G League or something.
For anybody that doesn't know, I had a dead ass like I want to say it was more than two. Med was in there. It might have been more than 2 hours, 3 hour conversation about this on Spaces. Relegation is essentially the worst three teams in the league would essentially go down to the G League, and then the best three teams in the G League would go up to the NBA. Correct me if I'm wrong. It just wouldn't work. Owners wouldn't sign off on it. But even if you forced them to do it, the same three teams would keep switching. The same six teams.
I agree.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about it, but I guess Omar has a point on it. Makes sense. So I agree.
I haven't. And we sat down, wrote everything out like this. It's an idea to make the NBA better. Ultimately, the guys who are in the tops would be best. Because then we also talked about introducing like what do they call them? Junior teams or whatever, the club system or whatever. So there'd be like a Los Angeles club system. And that's deeper than the relegation question, I guess. There would be Los Angeles club system. And I told them like everybody would just move to like L.A. Literally all the young high school kids, they would move to L.A., be a part of the Lakers club. And then just play up and play through there or whatever the case may be. And then also, what did I say? One of the issues of relegation is, the way to make the NBA better, in my opinion, and I want us to do this as a stream, to be honest with you, because I want people to see this. You just need to cut like six teams.
Just drop them entirely?
Six or eight. There's enough talent in this league so that if you just cut the Pistons, cut the Magic, cut all the bottom teams, take the best players from their teams and move them to other teams, evenly spread everybody out so there's not – I mean, it won't end this way, but it'll start this way. Everybody can get like a superstar caliber player and then keep filling out the roster. You would have such great basketball from top to bottom.
So cut Atlanta?
Cut Atlanta. Listen, cut Atlanta and bring Trae Young to a team that's like missing a point guard right now. So Trae Young would like go to Philly or something like that. And it would like the league would be great. Like the league would be fucking phenomenal. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I know you are. I probably don't buy that, but I understand it. I understand it.
Chad's saying fuck no.
Yeah, Chad is not fucking with it at all.
I truly don't understand why. I think it's like one of the best ways to make the league more competitive. I'm not a fan of. Like again, we had like a 3 to 4 hour conversation about relegation. I just think that the bottom three teams, or the same six teams, would be switching.
You don't think even when you cut that out, there's always gonna be an issue of there's always gonna be like a bottom, like is gonna comparatively there's always gonna be like the worst team in the league.
The difference is, and I know this wasn't your question, but we're here now and you're here now. Hey, you're replacing Damo for a second, but if you cut it out, there will be a bottom. The bottom just won't have super shitty talents like Killian Hayes making roster spots. I'm being serious. Killian Hayes, I'm going to pick on him. Isaiah Stewart, young guys like that. They wouldn't have that. They wouldn't have, who's on the Rockets? The whole lineup. Wouldn't have the whole Rockets lineup. Jayshon Tate and Jalen Green and Kevin Porter and them on the roster. The bottom would feature somebody like, I don't know. It would be like De'Aaron Fox with Pascal Siakam and, I don't know, Jaylen Brown. That might be the worst team, but think about how bad, like how good of talent that worst team would be, if that makes sense.
An unpopular argument, but I'm just going to bring it up, is what about like, and I know parity is nice, but never having any dominance in the sport? I mean, at some point, you could argue that shit just RNG at that point. Sometimes I be trying to tell people dominance is kind of like it has its role in sports, in my opinion. So I think if you do that, you kind of damn near it. There'd be better teams than others, but I think it'd be really hard for a team to dominate in that league if it were to happen.
In my league or in the
like a dynasty. I doubt there's like a 4 or 5 year stretch of a team consistently making the finals in the
league. And that's true. And real quick, I want to touch on the relegation thing just for 2 seconds. I think somebody mentioned that like Man United ran off a good stretch in the relegation system because like, you know, other factors and stuff like that. And I'm probably misremembering it correctly, but that would be the problem. Like the bottom would always stay the bottom. They get draft picks, but they would never be good. If you cut those teams that I'm talking about, like I said, an example would be like De'Aaron Fox, Pascal Siakam, and Jaylen Brown being on a team or whatever. They would be on one team. And then just think about if that's the worst team, they get the number one pick. They pick up a guy like Ayton. They pick up a guy like Luka in the draft. As opposed to, the Pistons were bad last year. The Rockets were bad last year. Shitty. And they're going to pick up another pick and just continue to be shitty with shitty young guys. But in this system, if you just cut all those teams, that bad team with De'Aaron, Pascal, and Jaylen Brown, they're just going to pick up Chet, Paolo, Jabari Smith, or whatever the case may be, and just add that talent onto a team with already good talent, and then they would just be better.
All right. Appreciate the question, man.
All right. Thank you, man.
I think he didn't think I had a real answer for that. I ain't gonna lie. He thought it. No shame, but it's a good question.
What's going on, guys?
It's good, bro.
Well, feeling good. Well, in honor of Damo not being here, I thought I should slander the Celtics.
Oh, you want ISO?
ISO.
We can go ISO.
Okay, all right.
Okay, we are the Boston Celtics. We are a team that expects championships. We ain't the Atlanta Hawks. We're not the Philadelphia 76ers. Right. We're not the Portland Trailblazers. We're not the Utah Jazz. What is it with people being like, we shouldn't trade Marcus. We shouldn't trade him. Who the fuck cares about Marcus? We should have traded him back when we could have got Miles Turner. But no, Marcus Smart is so fucking important. And then Jason Tatum. Tatum is just ass at this point, bro. What the fuck is going on here? He wants to shoot like Kobe and just make it like old Kobe. I mean, come on now. This is ridiculous. And then we can't – they both – him and Brown don't work at this point. I mean, what are we doing? And then we bring back Al Horford, which we gave OKC a first-round pick for that. Udoka is either throwing us under the bus one game or he's praising us the next. Brad brings back Cantor, which I still don't get why we did that. And then we are just sucking Brad. We're sucking Brad Stevens' dick. He's basically Kenny Atkinson. Like, are we not going to talk about that? He is basically just Kenny Atkinson, just white people like him more.
That's
it's wild. It's wild.
He's going off. He's going off.
It is
he
not
have to say it, but it's not wrong.
Like, we had Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, and all this shit. But we decided, let's go young instead of, you know, trading the young guys for Anthony Davis and maybe, you know, do what Houston did. Suck Harden's dick. What, like, when we do that with Kyrie? Just, like, come on now. I mean, what? Two Eastern Conference Finals appearances with Tatum and Brown. Okay, we got lucky, honestly, with the first one. And the second one was the bubble. And okay, we got lucky that we didn't play the Bucks or the Heat in the second round. Whatever. That's just trade everybody, rebuild it. We're done. Either that or just go with Omar's idea. Just get rid of the Celtics at this point.
Because crazy.
If we're not gonna go for a title, what's the point of even trying? Like, what? Just get knocked out in the first round? No. We're Boston. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be going for banners, not being like Philly and just getting knocked out every year. I don't want that.
But you know how Boston Boston is when the playoffs are on. Like, you know, that drives a lot of traffic to the city. And I guess that's where I get the argument from, man. That's a lot of money for the team to be missing out on.
Say this to everybody here. In hindsight, should they have not pulled the Anthony Davis trigger?
They should have.
They could have pulled.
What was the team during that time? I just don't know. What year was it going in?
Like 2018. It was
2018-19. It was the year before he went to the Lakers. It would have been probably him. It would have been Kyrie. Probably would have been Tatum. Throw in two or three picks and a pick swap. And then if they want Brown, whatever, take Jaylen. I don't really care at this point, man. Take Jaylen. Hayward was already gone with the messed up leg. And then we would have Horford and we would have Scary Terry and Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris. I'm not saying that's not going to win a title, but it's a lot better than what we had that year.
So that's the thing. Do you think that's truly, and in hindsight again, the Warriors got injured. So we might have. But that right there, does that actually win you a title? Because that was the play back then. It was, all right, we can make this trade, but bro, the Warriors are the Warriors. Are we actually going to win anything or not?
I don't think, go young. I don't think that year we wouldn't have won it, but I think if we would have did that trade, I think Kyrie would have been a lot more cool with us if we didn't throw Kyrie under the bus like we did, because apparently we throw every black man under the bus, but we can just suck Gordon Hayward's dick, but okay. Like, IT fucks up his hip and his sister unfortunately passes away, and we just said, fuck you to IT, and we get Kyrie. But when Gordon Hayward breaks his fucking ankle, we just say, oh, no, he's fine. He'll come back. And then when we try to get rid of Gordon Hayward, we decided not to send him to Indiana to get Miles Turner because we don't want a good center. We want Robert time-wasting Williams, but okay.
Oh, shit. Not Tom Lord.
Yo, Craze is mad. He is mad, bro.
Tom Lord not awful.
He had a seven-ball game the other day. Yeah, Tom Lord not awful. Crazy.
Shut up,
BC. Well,
we are mediocre, bro. We're ass. We're actually ass. The most heartbreaking losses in the league somehow, some way.
We lost to the Knicks.
Every time, bro.
We lost to the Knicks.
You guys they like relevant discipline. Crazy. Oh, my bad. I didn't know you was about to say something crazy. Go ahead. Crazy.
We lack the ability to respect the black man, and we suck the white man's dick too much. God, Jesus man, that's Christ. Wild. Well, like, it's Gordon Hayward, and I'm like, okay, yeah, if he was still an all-star, but he broke his ankle, like, 15 minutes into the first game of the season, and then we just still treated him like he was still all that and a bag of chips, but he wasn't.
Crazed. We appreciate you and your rants, but before you pop a blood vessel, we're going to try to get somebody else up here.
Okay. All right, peace out, guys. Love y'all.
Love y'all, too.
Boston just needs culture. They blow 25-point leads for fun.
Let me say this too while we have this break. Everybody in the chat, there's a lot of people in the chat flaming me for my take about cutting the teams. Your favorite team is probably ass. If you want me to go on Twitter Spaces and we can do a little bit more of a deep dive into that concept, drop a one in there. The only reason why I won't exclusively do it in Discord is because it's members, and I know there's a lot, I've seen a lot of non-members. So drop a one down there, and I'll go on Twitter Spaces, and we can really get into this.
Into what?
Into his idea.
Into cutting. Oh, got it.
I feel like there's only like one problem with the idea, and that's it. Like, the idea is like you cut off like the six bad people, and you get like the whole good people, a good team. But when you pick up like rookies, would that just affect them? Because like if you have really good teams, like let's say the Golden State Warriors, they have Steph, Clay, Draymond, and they pick up another superstar, and they get like a rookie for some reason. Do you need the draft at that point, or do you still need it to just get like more younger?
You're thinking about it as teams currently constructed. This would be a start over. We're gonna cut six teams arbitrary. Hey, if your city's ass, it's okay. Cut six teams. Then we're going to shake up all the rosters. We'll have to do some sort of draft or whatever, and you'll have the ability to pick the best of the best. So don't think of it as we're adding a rookie to the Warriors' current construction. Think of it as you're adding, if the Warriors end up being the worst team, just because, you know, Golden State's the worst team, they have the worst pick or whatever, if they're the worst team in the league that year, then they add on whoever is the top pick in this draft or whatever. But that team could be any team. Again, that team could feature, like, some pretty decent players. So,
okay. My actual question was, should there be a rule for, like, bottom-tier teams for like that didn't win to the playoffs to fight for the first pick? It's like, basically have like a
mascot brawl,
Royal Rumble.
here comes to WrestleMania.
Like, fuck, what's that?
Like a play-in tournament for the
Yeah.
Nah, that's doing too much. I think the odds are fine the way they are. So, might as well, you know, mitigate the. I don't even know if that's the right word, but the injuries.
You probably have, like, if you take the teams at the bottom, I mean, they just, what would playing more games do? Like, prove that you're even more ass? So you just wouldn't win that. You wouldn't win that tournament either.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's like the value. the problem.
Yo, imagine you're so ass. You go into a tournament of losers.
You lose again.
You lose in the first round, and it's like, dang, we didn't even get a good pick.
This team really sucks.
Right, and now you have the
worst. Now you got the fifth pick, bro. Yeah, now you got the 14th pick.
Now you got the 14th pick. Now you got the last pick in the lottery because you got the 14th
pick, so you're forever ass. Yeah, that was the first one. Like,
that's a horrible idea, bro. That is a horrible idea.
That was terrible.
Not all.
That was bad.
That was horrible.
Yeah, no. So, but yeah, the worst team gets the worst pick. It's AIDS, and then the second one is, it's bad. It's bad to watch. Who want to watch that bullshit? just keep it a stack. Like, that's bad. That's bad quality. The teams probably are not even that young. They're probably old, bad shit teams fighting for number one. No.
I feel like it'd be like way worse. Since like, if your team is bad and they lose the first round, it's like your team is just horrible. You get played like your team's getting trashed on so much,
and they get nothing for that.
It's gonna be like Corey Joseph versus Kyle Anderson in the finals of the job.
Just let them rest at that point, bro. Like, Improve your game.
I'm good.
Let them go work on rap careers, bro.
I'm good.
All right, appreciate the cue, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, let's get
Trey Young is just Isaiah Thomas with opportunities. Father, how you doing?
Not good, guys. Not good.
I heard you're single now.
Yeah, as you know, I'm going through a rough time right now.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I was wondering if I could get any advice on how to deal with a psych, I lied. Don't let the woman do it now. You guys deserve better. So I want to go around and, you know, I want everyone to talk about why they deserve better. Because we're kings, all of us, every single one of us. You guys in chat, too. We all deserve better.
Right.
All right?
I like this out of you. Okay.
Why we deserve better?
Yeah, why do you deserve better?
I'm a king.
Better than
exactly. I'm a king.
What?
I'm a king. Well, better than what we're getting right now.
What do you want? Anything. You deserve better than every.
I'm good right now.
You're a fucking king.
Look at this nigga be so smiling.
You're good, but you can be great.
This nigga blushing?
No.
That's gay, bro. Hey, No.
Yo, chill.
Stop it, guys. Stop it. No, I'm good. Yo, Omar, say his answer to that, bro.
In tune with his emotions. That's weird, bro. You're a weirdo.
I found my North Star. You know what I'm saying? But I'm good. I'm good.
You're good?
Great.
Man, fantastic. I'm not good enough. I deserve everything, like Father Meme said, because I am the table. Yes, I am the prize. It's just because I was born this way, you know? If I... God damn it, this shit's so fucking stupid. If I were to ask you for money and you didn't send me the money, you're done. I don't need you. You're nothing more than a dollar to me.
You don't need this that toxic energy in your life?
I don't need that toxic bullshit and waste of time in my life. I have young years to do. I have shit to handle. I don't have work tomorrow, but you have money to make for me.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Let me say this. I'm a king. And for you, king, father, king, daddy. Let me say this, bro. don't look at it as a breakup, bro. Remember.
Hey, bro, she's broke. I'm up.
You know she's broke. You're up, king.
That's for toxic breakups. Yes, didn't have a toxic breakup, it might be different. But
these hoes, you love your girl, bro. We get it. You love your girl.
You live a perfect life, bro. You know, out there in Massachusetts, you know.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We get it.
City that always sleeps.
Nobody mean that shit. Nobody mean that nasty ass shit. Nobody.
Yo, fuck you. I got the soundboard. Alright, we'll see you in the Discord, bro. Peace out.
You're disgusting.
That was gross.
Carnival look pissed as shit. Yo, what you want to talk about, bro? What's going on?
Oh my god. Always on dick. Crazy. What's going on, y'all? Y'all straight?
I know what's going on.
Good, man. Good. What's happening?
Shout out Daddy Damo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Damo, I don't know if you're still listening or not, but hey, you need a babysitter in the future, though. Hit me up.
Chronic.
I thought you were gonna say your girl could be. You remember that one space?
No. We don't need to bring that up.
Yeah, Omar, you know what I'm talking about, bro?
We don't need to bring it up. Hey,
his girl could be a babysitter. Oh, yeah. if you want me to fly him out, bro,
I thought he was going to say that with Damo.
We don't need to talk about it.
All right, bro.
Chronic. I have conditioner in my hair, and it's been in my hair for like an hour and a half. Like, what do you have, bro? Hurry up. Come on.
That's cool. You like coming and breathing. Anyway.
Where's your beard? Where's your beard? You're a grown man.
I have to shave it.
You're a grown man.
I'm sorry. I have to shave it. I'm in the military.
You're a grown man, and you still take orders from somebody that you call surgeon.
And you're a grown man, and you love having my dick in your mouth. That's even more crazy. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know how well RTC pays
for you to
get these Walmart belts in the back, bro.
Let me ask my question. That's because I'm a fucking champion, all right?
Of ROTC, nigga? Of the flagship? You a champion at turning them flags?
It's insane to me the depths of narratives that you'll make up in your head. Let me ask my question. Shut up.
See you shoot a basketball. I'm not worried about nothing you talk about. So
I've honestly seen somebody shoot coming. Shut up. Jesus Christ. Probably because you love to be on other people's dicks. I'm sick and tired of this. I just come on here. To ask my question.
Remember last week when Chronic came on here and was like, I can be honest, I'm mid, I'm average. Come on, bro. What are we talking about?
Hey, yo.
For y'all to be on my dick. I didn't pay
Chronic,
$25.
You dead ass volunteered to fly your girlfriend out to be in an AMP shoot, bro. I don't know what to tell
you. That's cap.
You pimped your girl out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sage. He said, yo, Omar, like if you know, I see you have women in my girl, she's funny, she's cute or whatever. She would be a great partner for Duke in a video. Come on, bro.
Nobody believes
it. You know what he said? Yo, you should fly us out.
Nobody believes
you. So you wanted to watch Duke get your bitch live?
Nah, bro.
Hey, Chronic. You wanted to be courtside.
Nobody believes
you. Since you just told us, bro, I can take six loads. You're crazy, bro. That's the best
crazy
shit ever.
Nobody believes
what
you're saying. It's okay. It's a lie. You don't have to lie,
bro. Ask your question, bro.
That's crazy. You don't have to lie.
Ask your question, bro.
Jesus Christ.
L's in the chat for Chronic. L's in the chat for Chronic. I'm sorry. L's in the chat for Chronic, guys. Throw them L's up, bro.
Chat don't even like him.
L's in the chat because y'all like to lie. I understand that. Anyways, B-Souls, I don't think you can answer this question because you don't watch football for real. But you need to. You need to start watching football. But Saves and Omar, with the playoffs coming up in about a week, who do y'all see going to the Super Bowl? Matter of fact, who do y'all see winning it? Winning the Super Bowl?
This season is the weirdest. The weirdest season of my fucking life. The NFC, it's hard to not say the Packers, but I don't want to say the Packers. But it's really hard to not say the Packers right
just,
now.
Just say the Cowboys.
No, I'm gonna say the Packers. But I don't want to though. But and then the AFC, everybody has had their stints. Who gets hot? I'm it's not gonna be us. I want it to be us, but it's not. I'll say fuck it, because I really don't know how the AFC gonna go. I'ma just say fuck it. Give me my A-Rod Mahomes for the one time, but I don't think it's gonna happen. But it'd be nice to see. I don't think it's gonna happen though. I'm Buffalo might do something. Let me go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie. Buffalo don't come out the AFC. That's true. But
Buffalo is.
I have Packers. I'm gonna say something crazy. It's probably wrong, but I'm just willing to die on this wrong hill. Packers Patriots. Give me Packers Patriots in a Super Bowl.
Mac Brady in the bowl. Mac Brady.
Yeah. I think it would be really.
I'm gonna be at the parade if it happens. I think never watched a game this season. I'm gonna be at the parade though.
It'll be really interesting if the Patriots come, if they end up there after all the talk about Belichick needing Brady and then quote unquote being proven right or proven wrong that he actually does need Brady, or however you want to look at it, or whatever. We'll just see. Also, Cardiac had the funniest super chat, and that's why I was laughing so hard. Bring it up before you kick Chronic out.
Hold on.
Chronic, the court side.
I was like, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. You court side, bro.
He court side to us. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. You're court side. Like, I'm not even trying to drag it, bro, but that was crazy.
Could you imagine Chronic egging his girlfriend up? Babe, you gotta be better. Like, come on, bro. You want Duke to choose you, right? And her, I don't watch any of these videos. So. I don't know.
Omar, fuck that. You be there. There ain't no benches or nothing. This nigga gonna be crisscross applesauce watching. Hell no,
Chronic. Oh, Chronic gonna be bringing waters to the people. Hey, y'all thirsty?
Yo, dude, you good, bro? You good?
I got the jugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, pay your $4.99 for these niggas to be on your dick all day, every day.
Hey, Davis. She need a partner?
Pawning her off to Davis.
You know what? Davis would probably be like, oh no, I don't want her. I'm a king myself. What the fuck? I'm the prize.
Alright, now you on dick. Alright.
Now you on his dick. Alright.
Let's do two more. I see a couple new names in the Q&A.
Yo.
What's good?
So my guy got to get a Boston Celtics one. I gotta do my Giants because bro, I'm depressed. They got me depressed over here, yo. Got me depressed. Yes, the Giants. They got me depressed, bro. I'm tired of this, bro.
Y'all not even in the
league. We've been out, bro. We've just been out. We just trash.
Yeah, you're now depressed.
I've been depressed, bro. Like, they got, it was just ass, bro. Offensive line been ass for like 10 years, bro. Fucking Saquon is just injured and fucking. Niggas not catching passes. He just ass, bro. I'm tired of this shit. That's the other Giants screen where, yo, trade Saquon. Fuck no. This nigga's the best player on our team. He's like, why the fuck are we trading this? I'm not doing this again. We did it with Odell, and that shit fucked us up. Like, bro, I'm just passing my shit. Yo, where the A's got love? Joe Judge and fucking Dave Gettleman got throwing hands with me when I see them. Smack shit on him. Like, bro, this shit. And like,
Let me say this, bro. You're a grown man. You have the ability to switch teams. I didn't even think the Giants.
I can't do it. Bro.
I didn't even think the Giants were considered an NFL team. I'm not gonna lie.
Then we gotta stay loyal to our team, but
no, don't stay loyal. There's two things you'll stay loyal to: your team and your girl. Get them out of here.
Sometimes.
Yo, I gotta bring. Yo, are you kicking your? Yo, you're nasty, bro.
Hey guys, love the podcast.
What up? No, Sage, Sage, come back. Sage, come back.
Sage, come on. Come on back. Come on.
This is so nuts. Yo. Show your whole face, bro. You can't be one-thirding it, bro. There you go.
What's your question, bro? What's your question?
So my question is, so me and my friends were discussing this earlier. Your longtime girlfriend cheating on you with your longtime friend, who are you going to feel more betrayed by?
Who are you going to feel more betrayed by?
Or who do you think betrayed you more? Yeah.
I feel like, dang, there's a different level of intimacy with your friend. So that there's that on that. But then you said your girl. There's a different level of intimacy with your girlfriend that you have with your friend. But I'm assuming if you say long-term friend, your friend, you've been friends with them since like forever. Like at this point, we're going on like possibility of decades. So that's deep, bro. But as men, we don't really have friends. So definitely girlfriend. The answer is girlfriend.
Yeah, I'd say girlfriend.
Sage?
I'm not having a FaceTime conversation with this sus pendulum. Get him out of here. Get him
Bring him back. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Before we go, your eyebrows look great.
Thank you. They're on fleek.
No, they do look good. They do look good. They look good, bro. Get him out of here. I will take that.
All right. Last bro up, bro. Zeke was good, bro.
Yo, bro, Jesus that Christ. Shit was horrible, yo. That was so nasty, yo.
Because your eyebrows don't look good?
God. Omar, we're not doing this right now, nigga.
What do your eyebrows look like, bro?
You see my eyebrows? What are you talking about?
You think they look good?
I think they look like eyebrows, nigga. Like,
oh, okay.
What are they supposed to look like?
No? Go ahead.
Anyway, the question was, what is your who's your favorite best player in the league?
Who? Favorite best player or just
bench player.
Bench.
Bench. Used to be Marcus Smart, but Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole's too saucy, man. I fuck with Jordan. I might be on dick, but on dick I am.
It's what you'd expect. That boy Roos. Stop playing with me, man. That boy Alisson Russo. DPOY. What's wrong with you?
That is crazy.
First team. Yes, sir.
I'd probably give it to Caruso too. I ain't going. Cam Thomas. I'm sorry.
Cam Thomas.
I forgot to watch him. I haven't been paying attention to him.
He had a game winner today.
Shit. Oh shit.
Yep.
And in overtime, only player in Brooklyn that could really get it done. It's crazy.
They still haven't beat the top eight team, so it doesn't matter.
Not worried about that. Who's your favorite team?
I'm a Heat fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's Jimmy doing?
He's rocking. What are you talking about? He's hurt right now, but
talking about his legs. How's his legs doing?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about Trae Young. Nigga, if that's the guy again,
the hurt on this nigga face.
Don't talk about it.
Damn, humble. That's crazy, ain't it? Clay going nuts.
Humble.
Man, me. I know that nigga ass. I don't know. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
So I got lied. We got one more person up. Classification. Yeah. What's good,
I feel like
bro?
Classy actually wears glasses, but these are fake glasses. Classy, speak.
You muted.
Oh. Shaboing boing. Like, these are real glasses, bro. These are real glasses, bro. I do not wear fake glasses. What is the point of that? One. Two. Why are you worried about me? Why are
classic,
you riding
I can see the polo game? In the bottom of the shits, bro. I know them shits is fake, bro. Stop playing with me.
Troll. Anyways, I got a question. So I heard y'all talking
about Move your hand. I can't hear you talk.
I heard y'all talking about football, right? I feel like my Chargers could really upset any team in the AFC, bro. Like, if we get hot, we just unstoppable, feel me? Like, we're the one team that could beat the Chiefs, bro. Honest to God. We always get so close to beating them, and we're losing to the Raiders. Oh. Anyways, never mind. I'm not talking about them.
Losing to the Raiders football. Right now. Yeah.
Who do you think is the MVP?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Football, Aaron Rodgers. NFL or NBA?
NFL.
Aaron Rodgers. That's not a question.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. That's that to answer that question. And to be honest with you, we're not going to talk about it here. I don't know why. Steph Curry is not one in the MVP race. It's definitely Giannis. So Aaron Rodgers and Giannis.
I'm about to say NBA.
They're going crazy this year. They're going crazy this year if both of them niggas win the MVP and they're in the finals and Super Bowl. Crazy. It's going to be a crazy year.
Yeah, NBA. NBA's a toss up right now.
I just want to say, NFL was easy. Hope y'all have a good day, man. If we go on Twitter Spaces after this, I just want to say that take about the NBA cutting six teams is absolutely awful.
Oh fuck!
I'll meet y'all there. And classy, we gonna hurry up because I know you gotta go to bed soon. We know the bus comes at like 7, so we gonna hurry this up.
That's crazy on dick, bro.
Crazy shaboing boing, bro. Crazy shit.
You got him. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you lucky B-Souls got you out. You got
to eat oatmeal before school, bro. Okay. Oh my God, my heart.
Gotcha. All right, everybody, it's your mom's favorite midnight snack. Yo, out on the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
I sort of got last person up and we ended.
Follow me on Twitter, DomChurch97. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, everybody, shout out, love y'all.
It's not even a Twitter, bro. All
right. Yeah, right. Got the handle wrong. You said it's YouTube, man.
Oh shit, bro! I'm having a heart attack over here. Listen, man. Let's wrap this bitch up. Listen, somebody said Tech is still in high school. We will be on. And we,
as my co-host continue to die. Oh, it's been Let's Keep It a Buck, where we trying to keep your buck. Shout out Father Mean. We deserve more. You guys have a great night. Take care and stay blessed.